Revelations. Behold, beauty is in the eyes of the beholders, and not in the beheld. Be told before you believe, how else would you know anyway? Build yourself up in your most holy invisible confidence. Pray. Revelation is a trigger, a triggering effect to change all you ever knew. A revelation is a burning phrase, pace or page of the Bible to you and to you alone. Work out what God works into you. Stop wondering about. Get revelation. When anointing leaves you, you look ugly, without a character. Wisdom will tell you this. God can use a stone, you know. Don't be forced to talk about what you don't like. You will soon start to look like it. Disgusting. The effectual focused prayer of the righteous man availeth much. Stop shooting firebrands. Aim for the target. Bible says, and my heart went out to them as I prayed. Two people you should really avoid to meet. One, a mocker. He will tell you of things you are not. Two, a fool. He will tell you of things you need not. Two people you should pray to meet. A mentor, a wise man. He will tell you of who you could be. Two, a needy. You can use him as a land for your seed. Two people you shouldn't mind to meet. The simple. You can use him to grow and teach him. Two, the wicked or evil one. You can use him for display or to prove your faith. You really only have three options. Those you maintain, those you manage, and those you meander around. Jesus did this too. Wisdom is a citadel. Stop building on it and reduce its magnificence. Watch the strength of your language. You have been given a word and a wisdom that your enemy should not be able to gainsay. So check if your language has become weak. You can't command with ordinary English. Jesus looked up to the fig tree if it could happily bring him something to eat. Curse anything that will not let you live happily ever after, no matter its season. Sin is the only ground for suffering in your life. The other is Christ Jesus. It was granted for you not only to believe, but also to suffer for Christ. Philippians chapter 1 verse 29. Without being frustrated, frightened, however, by those who oppose you, this is a sign to them that they will be destroyed. Fear is contagious, and even the devil doesn't want it, so he passes it on to them that believe in their hearts and confess with their mouth that they are afraid. Creativity and inventions are flashes of ideas that you can arrest. Make good use of every opportunity. The other times are evil. Most of the people your giving brings to you may look like prisoners in the beginning. You might not jump at their presence, but they are the links to the elegant faces in the palace where you are going. The beginning of the matter may look uninviting, but stay at it. Knowledge is a noun. Wisdom is a verb. Knowledge is a knowing word. Wisdom is a doing word. If poverty was not really a satanic tool, people would easily be loaded with money. Get yourself to believe. Get yourself the relief. One way to forget sorrow or fear is to drink beer. The other way is to drink word, the word of life. Use any method to leave the thought Every homeless thought would die if unadopted. Great thoughts, inclusive. The devil uses fear to know what's on your mind. God uses faith to discover you. Faith is fueled by promises. Fear is fueled by problems. Know the way. Get the correct antidote. Know the proper combinations. A fresh unction is not the antidote to passion. Supplication isn't for poverty. The kingdom of God does not come in confidence and in quietness. Excellence is not the transference of exaltation. Righteousness does not come by diligence. You need to know the formula that God prescribed.